Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I am bringing to you our audio Daily Phil devotional that's entitled, It Will Never Be. I'm sitting down to write this devotional on the 8-year anniversary of my mother's passing. It's a day that always stirs many emotions in me. I think back on her creativity, her love, and her care. I think back on the way she guided me and challenged me. I think of all the sacred moments that we shared. I also think back on the phone call from my dad telling me that she'd passed away. Even though she was sick and declining, I'm not sure you're ever quite ready for that phone call. As those words tumbled off my dad's tongue, I was met with sorrow mixed with helplessness that I'd never felt before. There was nothing I could do. I had to accept that my mother's life on this earth was over. When Mary heard the announcement from the angel telling her that she was pregnant, even though she was a virgin, she responded, "Let it be to me according to your word." It's the same thing I had to say that December morning. Let it be. There's nothing I could do to fight it. The hardest part about saying let it be is often that we have to come to terms with what will never be. There's a surrender that's built into that phrase because in many ways, surrender is coming to terms with the death of a dream. What does Mary surrender when she first says, let it be? Well, first, she surrendered her plans for her life. Who knows what dreams Mary had, but we can rest assured that becoming pregnant as a virgin and giving birth to the Messiah was not one of them. And while we view that as a great blessing now, for her, it stirred a feeling of fear, not favor. Second, when Mary said, let it be, she was giving up any ability she had over what we might call image management. She couldn't control the narrative, what people were going to say, how they were going to react, the sideways glances and whispers underneath the breath. People were going to think negatively about her, and there was nothing she could do. And finally, she couldn't control the timing. If I'm Mary, I might have said, yeah, God, this is not a bad idea that I'll bear the Messiah, but could you let me get married first? No, the timing and the direction are all in God's hands. Surrender means entrusting the plan, the response of others, the timing, and the results to God, which is why it requires coming to terms with what will never be. I wonder what things God is inviting you to surrender. How do you try to control the plan, your image, or the timing of things? Maybe today Jesus is inviting you to embrace His sufficiency through surrender. I know firsthand that it's not easy to pray, let it be. But I also know that there's a strength God gives as we surrender to Him. And so I pray today that as you surrender, you experience His sufficiency. Let me pray for you. Lord, thanks so much for calling us your children and for loving us. And so, Lord, we know that as we surrender into the hands of a God who's for us, with us, and who loves us. And we're so grateful for that. Lord, we lift up our lives to you and we pour them out before your throne. You're faithful. You're faithful. May we see your faithfulness in our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today, friends. I hope you have a great rest of your day. God bless you.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.